Luke chapter 5. We've been preaching out of the book of Luke now for some time and enjoying as we move across. But this morning I want to look at verses, specifically verses 12 through 16. But I want to read a little bit extra, a little bit more down through about verse 22 in Luke chapter 5. I want to ask the question this morning, who can be saved? Who can be saved? There is a man here, a leopard in our text that represents all of humanity in a sense. And so we'll be looking at these verses 12 through 16. But let's begin reading in verse 12, and we'll read on a little extra now to make some other applications to our message this morning. Luke chapter 5 in verse 12, the Bible says this, "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for the cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmity. And verse 16, and he withdrew himself in the wilderness and prayed." Now watch verse 17, and he says, "And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch and into the midst before Jesus." Now, verse 20, "And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now notice verse 21. "And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Now verse 22. "But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts?" Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning, and Father, we're thankful for the special singing and the songs that have lifted our hearts, and Father, attuned our hearts for your word. Father, be with me, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and Father, be with those that have come out to hear your word preached, to hear the singing, Father, to give the offering, and to bring a prayer petition before you. And Father, we ask that you would be a blessing to those that are watching, are listening this morning, Father, that aren't quite able to make it out and be with us this morning, but be with them, bless them this morning. Be with the message, be with our moments here. We thank you for everything that you have given us, and we ask this in Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Here in Luke, like I said earlier, I want to deal with verses 12 through about verse 16, but I wanted to read a little bit more. It helps make one of my points, and it deals with the general question out there. There are two types. There are those simply, I'm going to say it right up front at the beginning, those that believe and those that are of unbelief. They do not believe or choose not to believe in Jesus Christ. Now, this setting deals with a man being healed, but Christ not just heals the physical, but he heals the inner, and that's what takes place when a person is regenerated, when they call on Jesus Christ. And so here this leper represents all of mankind and the pollution of sin. And so we see which the Bible calls it the condemnation. And if you look in John chapter 3 and verse 18, it says this, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And the Bible is clear. It does not beat around the bush when it comes to salvation. By the way, the Bible doesn't really beat around the bush when it comes to a lot of things. As the world or religion might tell you or propagate that, well, it just doesn't really mean what it says. The Bible is pretty clear. And the Bible even tells us in Timothy that the Spirit of God will speak expressly in the latter days. That's clearly, distinctly, very clearly. And so it's clear when it comes to this condemnation. And so this leper is a representation. He represents humanity of humanity. So we see also something about this leper. This leper not only needed to be changed, but he wanted to be changed. He wanted to be changed. And the Pharisees, now that we read about in verse 20, as we see in verse 17 and on down, as they begin to enter the picture, maybe in another setting, but the unbelief always seems to be there. They represent the opposite majority, those that need to be changed, but are not willing to be changed or to be saved, you might say. But we see here, now the Pharisees were sinners, just like this leper, amen? But they were not willing to admit they were sinners. They had another agenda. If you look at with me as we expound upon them, if you look at verse 20, and it says this, and when he saw their faith, speaking of the men and those that he was going to heal, this man on the couch, and they couldn't make their way into Christ, but they let him down through the tile of the roof. And so when he gets there, he sees their faith and sees what's taken place. He says, thy sins are forgiven thee. And it says in verse 21 about these scribes and Pharisees, it says, and the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason. Man, when you begin to get there and you have some unbelief, some hesitant, and you're not wanting to exercise faith, the faith that God has given you, and you begin to reason it out. Well, what happens with their reasoning? We see the Pharisees begin to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? They weren't saying, hey, what he's saying and what we are seeing, we want to be a part of this. We realize that we need to be healed. We need to be touched by God. But they're not saying that at all. They're saying, hey, he's forgiving sins. Who is this? Only God can forgive sins. That's another little tidbit, a sidebar to our Bible student that right here is declaring that Jesus Christ is God. And you have the scribes and Pharisees believing that he is not God. And so a lot of this comes down to a belief or unbelief, not to simplify, but it's literally that simple. But as we see this opposite side of this leper, this scribe, these Pharisees, and what they represent. Now notice that a scribe and a Pharisee, if you know anything about, if you study them out, they're somebody who is supposed to know the law or know the words of God. So they would be classified, if you please, as today, somebody who's religious but has not believed in God or Jesus Christ. And so here we see that their heart, it shows their reasoning, it shows their heart, and they weren't happy about this. And so we see this as it unfolds. But I want to deal with three things here, I believe, that the Bible says about a person who can be saved. And I'm not one, I'm not a Calvinist, I don't believe or hold to the belief that there's only a certain sect that are going to get saved. I believe it's a whosoever gospel. It's for whosoever, it's for all that call on the name of Jesus Christ. But notice with me back in our text, now I'm going to move back to the earlier part. Look at verse 12 with me, and we'll take a look at this first description. Notice this in verse 12, and it says, and it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. Number one, we begin to see, as the Bible describes him, that this man just didn't have a little formality. He was full of leprosy. Now, you could go a million different directions when you look at this disease called leprosy. Many different types, many different versions. But here, this man was full of leprosy, the Bible says. But let's read on. He says, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face. I want to notice the first thing that we notice about this leper is that he was full of leprosy. He realized that. He was not trying to hide that. Matter of fact, he was working around that. More than likely, this man, this leper, was not really to be maybe in the place that he was in, even to reach or call out to God. And so we see here this leper represents all of mankind and the pollution of sin and the condemnation of the human race. We see number one, if you're taking notes, number one who knows he is a sinner. Who can be saved? Well, first of all, we realize one who knows and realizes that they are a sinner. Now, the Bible goes on to say about this condemnation that I mentioned in Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 18, Scripture says this, therefore, as by the offense of one, I'll tell you who that one is. That offense was Adam and in the garden. You go back to the beginning. Generally, you find out a lot about a mistake or a problem if you go back to the beginning. Find out how it unfolds. And there we see in the garden that Adam fell in sin because he sinned into condemnation. And the Bible's concluding this in Romans chapter 5. He says, therefore, as by the offense of one, that offense, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. That's why the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have gone out of the way. There is none righteous. Our righteousness, whether it be religion, whether it be works, whether it be some education, form of education, that righteousness is as filthy rags. It's as if this leprosy is as a filthy rag to God. God does not receive or accept man's righteousness. The Bible goes on and states that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. And so this righteousness that man has, that religion has, that education has, or anything else you want to put above God, in front of God, in front of God's word, is but as filthy rags, as the Bible says. Here we see this, that this condemnation, the Bible goes on to state this one that brought this condemnation. It says judgment has passed upon all men unto condemnation. But it says even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. That's salvation. And he says unto justification of life. That is indeed the life that comes from accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. This man, this leper, not only needed to be changed, but we see that he wanted to be changed. But we see that he was full of leprosy. He was not trying to say that he wasn't a leper. He wasn't trying to convince the Lord that he didn't really have a problem. He was a kind of okay person. He knew who he was. He knew where he was at, and he knew who he was calling upon. We see something else about him. Not only is he a person who knows he is a sinner. This morning, let me say this. To reach the point of Christ coming into your heart, you reach the point of knowing that you indeed need a Savior. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Amen. When I come to know the Lord at a young age, one of the things that I realized that I was that really put the last nail in the coffin for a young man accepting Christ was that I knew, as what the preacher was stating from the Bible, that I was a sinner. I was a sinner. I was undone. And because of that condition, I needed a Savior. And so this leper, as you look at him and what he represents and who he represents, we see something else. Look at verse 12 with me. So the Bible says there in verse 12, behold, this man, he says, was a man full of leprosy. But there's something else here. We see he sees, he says, who seeing Jesus fell on his face. I want to notice, secondly, one who is willing to submit to Christ. You know, religion and a person in his mind, as he begins to reason as the Pharisees and the scribes did in their heart, and any man has that ability, any person has the ability to reason their way out of knowing and realizing that they indeed are a sinner, number one. Number two, that they need to submit to the Lord. Say, well, I think my being in the right church or being a member of the right church or having good works backed up with what I believe, that'll help me. That is what makes my salvation. That is not salvation. That's a works-based salvation. And so we say here, we preach here, you either have a doing religion or you have a done religion. We preach a done religion here, not a doing religion. And so when it comes to salvation, we see this man, secondly, was a man who was willing to submit to Christ. If you look carefully, he says there, who seeing Jesus fell on his face. We see that he was willing. This leper humbled himself before the Lord and asked for mercy. This is what he was doing. He wasn't high and mighty. He knew who he was. And he, when he saw Jesus, he fell on his knees. He fell on his face before God. We see that you must, secondly, be one willing to submit to Christ. So, well, I don't know if I buy everything that Christ said. You know, Christ is offering his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see that it's a free gift. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift. You say, well, I thought I had to work. I thought I had to be a good person to get this gift of salvation. No, you have to receive Jesus Christ. You have to receive Jesus Christ. So we see here, this man was willing to submit to Christ. So one who knows he is a sinner, and one who is willing to submit to Christ. But look at verse 12 again. There's something else here about this leper. He says here, behold, a man full of leprosy who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face. And he says here, and he besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Man, thirdly, we see one willing to put their faith in Christ, not just simply to realize who they are as a sinner condemned, undone in the eyes of God. Now, and I'm not speaking in the eyes of man or your eyes. I'm speaking when God looks at your heart. And if you've never accepted Christ, in God's eyes, the Bible says, look, you're already under condemnation because of what's been passed to us through humanity from Adam. And you say, well, how do you prove that physically? I believe the proof is found in death. Because Scripture says that the wages of sin is death. I don't know, and I've said this before, I don't know of anybody that's lived from the beginning of time till now other than Jesus Christ, God Himself. Everybody else, every human is under that condemnation, under that wage, and that is death. So we see here that the proof is in the pudding. Death is real. It's something we face. But we see here that thirdly, one willing to put their faith in Christ. Well, you have this individual who, yeah, I know of that I'm a sinner, and yes, I'm willing to submit to Christ, but I just struggle at calling or putting my faith in Jesus Christ. I struggle with that because I'm not in charge. I'm laying my faith. I'm putting faith into or trust into someone. That indeed is what the Bible is saying, into Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I believe, I quote it often, John 1:12, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And we see here, this was a call of faith. This man called out, look at verse 12, and he says, when he saw Jesus and he fell on his face and besought him saying, it was a call of faith. He was leaving the initiative and the choice to God. Watch what he says and how he says it. If thou wilt, he's saying, look, you're Lord. I know you're Lord. But if thou wilt, he says, thou canst make me clean. Well, if he's not quite good enough sinner, Christ isn't going to receive him. No, that's not what's recorded here. Look at verse 13. And he put forth his hand and touched him. This is a leper. This is the Lord Jesus Christ who knew no sin, but became sin. He lived a sinless life, and here he reaches out and touches the leper. I'm saying this morning that you have a Savior that is offering you free gift of salvation, who's willing to touch your life and your heart. Say, well, you don't understand how bad I am. I'm looking at this man, then I look at you. God doesn't have any problem touching sinners. It's the other part. It's the other party. It's the other people we looked at, the scribe and the Pharisee, who doesn't think anything's wrong with them. The righteous. God says, I struggle. I can't. They won't reach out by faith. They're going to reason in a state of unbelief. This morning, I hope you're like this leper who is willing, who realizes that they're a sinner. We see, secondly, that he was willing to submit to Christ. And then we see, thirdly, as we're looking in verse 12, he is willing to put his faith in Christ. This morning, having never accepted Christ, are you willing to put your faith in Christ? Are you willing to submit just simply to, as the free gift is what it's laid out? Listen, that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's what the Bible is saying for salvation. We preach that religion, your denomination, any other ties, your works, is not attached with your salvation. There are a lot of religious people, like the scribes, who think what they do, who they're with, and who they think they represent, gets them a free pass to salvation. The Bible does not teach that. A scribe or a Pharisee, somebody's reason in their heart might teach something like that to you. Somebody of unbelief, your adversary Satan, will teach something like that to you to damn your soul and your heart to stay or to keep it in an unbelief state. Well, I have my religion. I have my church. I have my works. I have my baptism. That's what's going to get me to heaven. That will not get you to heaven, according to Scripture. Here we simply say you must realize you are a sinner, willing to submit to Christ, and willing to put your faith in Christ Jesus. Here we see in verse 12, he says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. We see the reaction immediate. He says, and he put forth his hand and touched him. Verse 13, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. You say, when? What was the salvation? I still have to work to keep the salvation. No, you're immediately saved upon receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. You see, it's a transaction that the Holy Spirit and God makes in your life and in your heart. That's why the Bible says it's with heart man believeth unto righteousness. And then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And he goes on to state in verse 13 in Romans chapter 10 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We get a lot of people up to the point, and then it's the point of calling, and they struggle. This leper did not have any problem calling out to Christ. As I mentioned time and time again, the thief on the cross had no trouble calling out to Christ. Blind Bartimaeus had no trouble calling out to Christ. The Philippian jailer had no problem calling out to Christ. The Ethiopian on the road there with Philip, he had no problem confessing that he believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And so we see that that's not a problem when we have submitted to Christ. We realize who we are, and we've put our faith and willing to put our faith in Christ. I say again, this was a call of faith, leaving the initiative choice to God. He said he besought him, the Bible says. Let me say this in closing. How many are here this morning where the gospel is preached, who choose not to sit under the preaching of the gospel, but set by it, kind of set it to the side, in making the choice not to put their faith in Christ? The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, and I'll close with this. It says, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Bible is clear what it's able to do, what God is able to do. It takes a heart of belief putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Let's stand this morning. So the question, who can be saved? Who can be saved? Let me ask this. Has there ever been a point in time in your life where you've called on the name of the Lord for salvation, realizing that you're a sinner? You say, well, I'm here this morning. I didn't realize I was a sinner. Quite that bad. Well, in the eyes of God, every human is. So, well, I thought I've submitted my skills, my abilities, my work ethic. I've submitted my talents, my education, my good works. I've submitted all this that the church has told me. We're not talking. Look, let's lay that religion to the side. I'm asking you this morning, between you and God, have you ever called on the name of the Lord for salvation? That salvation must be between you and God, not you, God, and the church. And this morning, you're in a church that's preaching the gospel, but it's not coming to church or the church that saves you. It's Jesus Christ this morning. Listen to the Holy Spirit as He speaks to your heart. Brother Jeff.
270.
270.